time moves on, things evolve and change. We're 2 decades into the 21st century, and radio is bland and boring, right? It's passé, it's irrelevant. Well, we here at the Radio Thrift Shop say, nay. Radio is alive and well. So let's go to the days of future past. The glory days of the underground FM revolution. Here at the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick.
On display next, the talents of George Shearing, the Ray Charles Singers, the Baha Marimba Band, and an encore from Peggy Lee in just a moment. When you're overseas and your family is back home, you like to be as free from worry as possible, right? And should your wife or children need a hospital care, you'd rather they had it from a local hospital, right? Then the CHAMPUS program is for you. CHAMPUS is the civilian hospital and medical program of the uniformed services. Through this program, your dependents can receive reduced rates at nearby civilian hospitals. The rates are minimal and the convenience is great. Remember, CHAMPUS means security for your family. Our subject at hand, reminiscences, and I kind of like a couple of thoughts on the subject. Ed Howe once wrote, "An old man's idea of a bright and intelligent woman is one who enjoys hearing reminiscences. And they say it takes more than a good memory to have good memories." Our songs remind me of the voice of Peggy Lee again, followed by Julius Wechter with the Baha Marimba Band, and there's always something there to remind me. Ray Charles Singers with Sometimes I Remember, and George Shearing's arrangement of It's Easy to Remember.
Sorry that we met. behind me. Don't let me kiss you. Please remind me.
That's George Shearing's Latin arrangement of It's Easy to Remember, following the sound of the Ray Charles Singers, and Sometimes I Remember. There's Always Something There to Remind Me was played by Julius Wechter and the Baja Marimba Band, and Peggy Lee sang Remind Me. We'll hear the sounds of George Russell, Antonio Carlos Jobim, and Norrie Paramore upcoming. You know where it's at? That man back in the big world is going to hire the most educated man he can get to fill that vacant slot. You can get ready now to be the one he wants. You can receive college credit through your education center. Correspondence courses, group study classes, comprehensive college tests, the college-level examination program, and end-of-course exams are all available to you. There's an education center on almost any military center, having a strength of 750 or more. Well, our subject next, which is larger, Brazil or the U.S.? A little incidental intelligence. Do you have any idea as to the size of the country of Brazil? The land of the Bossa Nova and the beautiful Rio Harbor has an area of 3,286,170 square miles, which makes it larger than the United States without Alaska. With Alaska, it's a different story. Our songs, we'll hear Brazil, as arranged by Brazil's Antonio Carlos Jobim. Brazilian Hangover from Norrie Paramore, and first Brazilian Bus, a composition of guitarist George Russell with his orchestra.
que nos meus versos fica tanto dentro que me faz ficar o prazer do momento em terra de nosso Senhor. Prazer pra mim, pra mim, Brasil.
Brazil, you heard the voice and the electric piano style of one of Brazil's great talents. That's Antonio Carlos Jobim, following guitarist George Russell with his composition, his arrangement, Brazilian Bus. And that would do it for another week of Vignettes and Sound on the Pete Smith Program. Thank you so much for joining me. Come Monday, more easy listening right here. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.
Something a little different on the Radio Thrift Shop, an actual radio program from the archives of the American Forces Radio and Television Service, which broadcast some fantastic programming to the military over the past, 80 years or so. And that was from 1975, a program hosted by Pete Smith with some cool, easy listening tunes. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And coming up in a moment, another program from the American Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, The Purple Grotto, full of cool jazz from 1967. But before that, we're going to hear this.
So you're thinking of hiking the Appalachian Trail. Well, three words to remember, leave no trace. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
They see a movie like A Walk in the Woods, and they say, I want to go do that. And with hardly any nights of camping under their belt, off they go.
Research biologist Jeff Marion is an adjunct professor at Virginia Tech.
And so that's one of the big challenges that we have in managing the Appalachian Trail is how do we bring these folks to a higher level of understanding? How do we teach them how to be competent outdoors people so that we're not out rescuing people and trying to teach them leave no trace practices 3 weeks into a 5-month-long hike? It's a big challenge for us every year in the Appalachian Trail community to try to finesse that problem. The visitors themselves have an obligation, a responsibility, really, to lessen the impact of their individual visits. You know, if they don't, what will happen? Well, we'll have more bears that need to be killed because they've become food attracted because these visitors haven't stored their food properly. We'll have more impacts on the trail, and that will lead managers to issue more regulations on visitation. For example, forcing visitors to carry bear canisters instead of hanging their food in trees. So visitors can dramatically improve their knowledge of outdoor practices and low-impact camping and hiking practices by just learning a few things. And you can Google search Leave No Trace, and the Appalachian Trail Conservancy's own website has a large section devoted to low-impact practices. Both the resource conditions and the social conditions can improve if people will adopt these Leave No Trace practices.
Good advice for anyone planning to take a walk in the woods. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WCFILP 96.1 FM.
Welcome to the Purple Grotto, subtitled At Ease Down in the Basement, or 3.5 Stories Under the Main Studios Amongst the Stalactites and Stalagmites. This is Al Collins here with Harrison, the purple Tasmanian owl, our purple mushrooms, the stalactites, Dr. Chirumbolo, and Dr. Caligari, our inventors, and a program of wildness the likes of which you will never.
I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Over you, over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head. 'Cause I can't explain the tears I shed over you, over you. I see you each morning. You just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist. I'm going out of my
Looking over here, as opposed to looking over there, we see on turntable 16, Barbara McNair with Everything Is Good About You.
You are like a shining star. You brighten my whole world. It brings me joy being your girl, 'cause everything's good about you. I couldn't live without you. You're sweet, you're so kind. I'm so thankful that you're mine. Clover busting out all over. You're the summer in the car. You're the candle in the dark, and I love you so true. Yes, I do. You're the love of my life, the pure delight. The short time I've been. Come from heaven above. You're the poet's meaning of love. Your tender touch means oh so much. You're the sunshine after the storm. When I'm cold, you make me warm, and I love so true. Yes, I
That's Barbara McNair, and Everything Is Good About You.
Thank you.
Cora Silver is Senor Blues, played by Bud Shank, and the sax section. And here's Matt Monroe.
What a prize! She will set your heart aflame. Big blue eyes, sweet talking Hannah is her name. Rocks this town, Venus in a satin gown. Talks so sweet when she whispers in your ear. What a treat, makes all your troubles disappear. But take care, Hannah's kiss can curl your hair. She can make you moan and shout. Jack the Ripper, an Eagle Scout. Make a preacher blow his cool. Hannah's talk, sweet as honey, that's a fact. And that walk, her moving parts are neatly stacked. You'll admit there is nothing counterfeit. She will set your heart aflame. Sweet talking Hannah is her name.
Beginning of something I've prayed for and counted the minutes to be in the shadow of sheltering meadows of night with you in my arms. Nothing is breathing as sunset is leaving, except you and I in the stillness of moonlight. We're tenderly touching in silent caresses, counting on time to slow down. This is the moment that pauses to hold us as you and I move in a background of wonder, surrounded by countless enclosures of nocturnal, unspoken memories of when dawn will tell us to go. We drift in the luster of lingering streetlights and count on the night to hold everything even, and count on forgetting when heaven has fallen and let in the dawn. Gardens of song.
softening nighttime are blossoming slowly around where we are. You and I are together. The moment is counted. Our dreams are answered with love. Our dreams are answered with love. Our dreams are answered with love. Our dreams are answered with love.
Yeah, Jackie and Roy, who can really give a lyric a nice treatment. From their new album. That one's called Counting, Jackie and Roy. Steve Allen's been writing tunes since he's about 13 years old. His latest album is called Cool Quiet Bossa Nova. Included in the album is a tune called The Morning Light. Steve Allen, Cool Quiet Bossa Nova. At the beginning of this one, the Steve Allen tune, there's an instrument there that sounds like it may be an organ, and it sounds like it may be a harmonica, the lead instrument. Now, that instrument's called a melodica, and it has reeds in it like a harmonica, and it's arranged more like a flute, and it has just a plain mouthpiece, and you blow into the mouthpiece and finger the buttons up and down. It looks like just a black kind of a thing with like a built-in harmonica is what it is, and it plays one note at a time. And it's really quite effective when you use it with a good background, like Steve's used it on his television show many times. Steve Allen playing the melodica from that album called Cool Quiet Bossa Nova. Peggy Lee is going to sing a song, and she is going to use words.
So tell me, babe, what's new? And how's the scene with you? Gee, it's good to see you, babe. Yeah, I missed you so. How you'll never know. Gee, it's good to see you, babe. You walked in, lights went on, all over my face. You lit up the place, and you've been gone just too long now. So tell me, babe, what's new? You're glad to see me too.
Peggy Lee, and So What's New?
Center. dark side of the moon. Still, I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and say we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, baby, that's all right. I'm a-walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't say. But goodbye is too good a word, gal. So I'll just say today, I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, baby, that's all right. I keep a thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child untold. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, baby, that's all right. Yes, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, baby, that's all right. Don't think twice, baby, that's all right.
Very entertaining guy, fine little piano player, a good jazz musician. His name is Bob Dorough.
Well, I see that purple candle has burned down to the 12th nub, which is purple. You know, our calibrated candle here burns 5 minutes on a white nub, and then the purple nubs take over. And after you get down to the 12th one, it's about time to start thinking of making it through the tube, down the sack, and out up into the street once again, away from the purpleness of the grotto and Dr. Caligari and Harrison, our long-tailed purple Tasmanian owl. We hope you've enjoyed some of the sounds around the stalactites. And until the next time, which I hope will be very soon for both of us.
The United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Well, some radio shows from yesterday, from 1967, Jazz Bo Collins and the Purple Grotto. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this peek back at radio of yesterday from not so much the radio underground, but from the military, the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. They actually had some very cool radio programs that were broadcast around the world on shortwave, AM and FM, and longwave radio. Well, this is DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM wishing you a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next Saturday evening at 10 p.m. with more of the Radio Thrift Shop.